tonight's CCL training. This is a weekly program of Citizens Climate Lobby that provides CCL supporters with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics relating to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Sarah Wannis, and tonight's CCL's Marketing and Events Director, Ashley Hunt Martirano, has an advanced training that will help you take the next steps after getting started with CCL's Using Instagram training. Ashley will review helpful tips and tricks to create effective stories, including lobbying and grassroots outreach efforts, and how to use the platform more efficiently with advanced search and other customization suggestions. And to introduce our speaker tonight, we have Ashley Hunt Martirano with us. She has worked with CCL since 2012 when she co-founded the Long Island, New York chapter after Superstorm Sandy. Drawing upon a background in psychology, political science, and environmental nonprofit management, Ashley started out her work at Citizens Climate Lobby by organizing the annual conferences and lobby days in Washington, D.C. from 2015 to 2019. For the past year, she transitioned to solely being CCL's marketing manager, where she ensures that our organizational character that inspired her to join CCL is evident in everything from print and digital resources to our CCL social media accounts like Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and very soon TikTok. As a West Virginia native, she moved to Long Island in 2004 and attended Stony Brook University's clinical psychology graduate program and has worked in the public utilities and nonprofit sectors, overseeing the efficiency and renewable energy programs. And with that, I will go ahead and turn it over to Ashley.
Great. Thanks so much, Sarah. So I am going to go over some really fun things with Instagram tonight. And we're going to talk first about why Instagram is an effective tool for lobbying and grassroots outreach. And then we're going to talk about some smart strategy and savvy designs that should drive Instagram content, and then how to use Instagram's many features. And I'm happy to answer questions at the end of the presentation as well. But before we jump into all of that, I would like Sarah to launch a poll. And so we would like to see what platforms you're currently on. So what social media platforms do you regularly use? So click any of them that apply. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Reddit, Snapchat, none. Maybe you're just here because you want to learn what's so great about Instagram, or other platforms, and then put in the chat what other platforms they are that you use. And then how much Instagram experience do you have? So 10,000K plus status would be a lot, or maybe you are saying Insta what, and so you are newer to Instagram. So go ahead and fill those questions out. Okay, and so it looks like probably folks have all participated. Okay, so we've got a couple folks on Twitter, a couple folks on Instagram, and one person on Facebook. And then we're split between where folks rate themselves in terms of their Instagram experience and their whether they're new to Instagram or whether they've got a lot of experience. Awesome. Okay. So that'll help me know where I should dive in a little deeper. So social media is a popular way for elected officials to communicate with constituents. This data is from 2019, and I know only a year doesn't seem that outdated, but in today's day and age, and especially because everything is virtual now, thanks to COVID, having more recent data would have been really cool, but I couldn't find anything more recent than 2019. According to this research, though, 99% of the House and 100% of the Senate posted on Facebook and Twitter in 2019, and then 80% of the House and 73% of the Senate posted on Instagram in 2019. Instagram is one of the fastest growing social media platforms out there. It's actually over 3 times more popular than Twitter, and it's a great place to reach out to a younger audience. And as you can see, TikTok is creeping right up on Instagram there. So that's something we'll be talking about in a future presentation, I'm sure. And you can see, though, Democrats tend to make more posts on social media overall. Democrats in Congress, that is. This research study was done on members of Congress's use of social media. And that's true on Instagram. So Democrats had about 10,000 more posts last year on Instagram than Republicans did. But still, there's a lot of opportunity here for members of Congress for this platform to be used to reach out to members of Congress. I thought this was really interesting. In this study that I read, these are the most active 2019 freshman class of members of Congress on Instagram. So these were brand new members of Congress that were going in 2019. And this was, you can see that a lot of these younger Democratic members of Congress were very active. So if you're looking for what members of Congress are posting on Instagram, these are some good example accounts to go and check out. And I do want to preface all of this with the caveat that many members of Congress actually have two accounts per platform. One is their official government account, and the other is their campaign or reelection account. So when you're lobbying them on social media to pass legislation or to take action on an issue, it's important that you do it on their official government account if you're asking them to pass a specific bill. But if they bring up climate as a topic of something that they're discussing or worried about on their campaign account, that's absolutely a great place to be encouraging that conversation and asking them to get active on climate change. So you can see this is a good example here. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is one of the most active users on Instagram. And I was surprised in this last slide that she wasn't at the top. And then I realized it's because she's most active on her election account and not on her official government account. And so when they were tabulating all these results, they were not looking at her campaign account, which you can see has 6.7 million followers. And she does a lot of really interesting and fun content that engages with young people that are her demographic because she is under 30. So she does a lot of stories on Instagram. She cooks meals and answers questions on Instagram stories as well. So she has a really great Instagram stories if you're just wanting to see how somebody that's smart and savvy with it uses it strategically to get her message out. Putting all politics aside and partisanship aside, she's just a great example of a government official using Instagram. So members of Congress are using Instagram. We are a climate organization trying to convince members of Congress to pass climate legislation. That means that we should be using Instagram as a tool to reach them. And that's why that we're having this conversation tonight as climate activists and advocates. Using Instagram is a way that a tool that we can connect with our members of Congress, just like picking up the phone and calling them or sitting down and typing an email on our email tool for Congress on CCL's website. So this is just another tool that we can use. So let's talk about strategy, design, and content. Different social media platforms are appropriate for different uses. So as you can see from this grid here, I've grayed out Twitter and Facebook because we're not talking about those tonight. On Instagram, it's really effective for grassroots outreach. So if you're trying to get more people involved in your local chapter, trying to get more volunteers, or if you're trying to lobby Congress, or if you're trying to engage with and network with businesses and thought leaders in your local community to get endorsements for the Energy Innovation Act or carbon pricing or carbon fee and dividend, Instagram can be a good tool to use. So it's always really important, and I hope this slide drives home, that you should be thinking about what your goals are as an advocate for climate change. And maybe if you're trying to manage a CCL chapter account on Instagram, be thinking about what your goals are. What levers are your chapter trying to pull on? And how does that relate to the social media platform that you're using? Goals should always drive content. So before we get into the nitty-gritty details of Instagram, I want to talk about what it is that CCL posts on Instagram and what our strategy is, and then how you can interact with CCL on Instagram. So I call this the stories we always tell. So what are the stories we always tell on Instagram? We always are telling the story that young people are taking the lead on climate change. We try and feature young people in our photos on Instagram, because our audience on Instagram for CCL's account is much, much younger. And folks that follow CCL's Instagram account are less familiar with CCL. They might not actually have signed up to join as a volunteer. They might not be necessarily a chapter member. So we're trying to entice them to get more and more involved when they see content that relates to them. And since so many of them that follow us are on the younger end, we try and feature younger people in our photos so that they can see themselves in what we're doing. We also always tell the story that hashtag grassroots climate action will change the world, like with the Energy Innovation Act. And then the next story is that CCL is a great organization to support if you're a young person concerned about climate change. So how can you as a volunteer interact with CCL on Instagram? First of all, you should follow us. And there are lots of other chapter accounts on Instagram, CCL chapters. We've probably got 200, maybe 300. I don't know yet. I'm going to be doing an inventory in the next couple of weeks and trying to get data on who's running these accounts, these CCL chapter accounts, who are the volunteers behind them. And so we'll hopefully have more information about exactly how many there are and who is in charge of them at some point soon. But I'm also excited that we have some action team accounts on Instagram as well. So I just recently saw an action team account pop up for the LGBTQ+ action team. So they started an Instagram account. We have got a bunch of youth Instagram accounts. So we've got an official youth Instagram account, and then we've got chapter youth Instagram accounts. So some CCL chapters have two Instagram accounts because they've got the one for the regular volunteers and one for the youth volunteers because the youth want to run their own account, and I don't blame them. They should be running the world. So that's one way, is to follow all of these accounts, and then you should be liking and commenting on posts that we share and posts that the chapter accounts share. Then you can post what you're doing as a CCL volunteer on your own account. So if you have an individual account, as your own regular person, post what you're doing, post pictures of your chapter efforts. Maybe if you're doing writing a letter to the editor, or you got one published, you can post pictures of that. Post pictures if you're making phone banking calls, maybe with the Environmental Voter Project about the election, a nonpartisan way to get involved in getting out the climate vote. So there's lots of ways you can post about what you're doing as a CCL volunteer and share on Instagram. You can also share CCL's official account posts using a third-party app called Repost. And I'm happy during the Q&A, if folks are not familiar with that, I can dive more into that and explain that more. But that's pretty much the only way you can share CCL's posts into your posts. You can share CCL's posts into your stories on Instagram. And that's the last one, is to create stories and tag us. So we're gonna dive deeply into stories in a little bit. So I'll get into that in a little bit more detail. But if you're doing a story, please tag us so we know about it. So before we get into the nitty-gritty again, I wanna go over just this general idea of what are hashtags and how to use them on Instagram and how effective they can be. So you can use hashtags in your caption, which is basically a way to categorize the content of your post. So whatever the theme of it is. So for example, if you're talking about climate change, you could use hashtag climate change. If you're talking about work you've done with CCL, you could use hashtag grassroots climate or hashtag price on pollution if you're talking more about the bill itself. And we're suggesting, as part of the October monthly action sheet, a social media bonus action of posting a photo of yourself voting for the climate. So snap an action photo of yourself, like you see Callie Hancock here. She's from the Princeton, New Jersey chapter on the slide. And she took a picture and posted this on Instagram, and she used the hashtag climate voter. And I follow that hashtag, so that's how I knew this picture was there. So I actually shared this on our feed today on Instagram, and I shared it as part of our stories yesterday. And you shouldn't feel pressure to use all of these hashtags all of the time in all of your posts, because actually that would be counterproductive. It might dilute the impact of each individual hashtag. So you want to think, what is this post or this picture really about? And pick the 1, 2, 3, or 4 hashtags that would be appropriate in that particular content. And on Instagram, you can follow people or brand accounts or organizations. You can also follow hashtags. So if you're interested in particular topics, you can go and search using the magnifying glass at the bottom of the Instagram screen, and you can look for those hashtags and you can click follow. So you can see what I did on the screen was I looked up climate voter as the hashtag and I clicked follow. So now I follow that hashtag. on my personal Instagram account, I follow a lot of dog hashtags because I love my dogs and I love the breeds of my dogs. And so I follow a lot of different hashtags just to see what topics are out there and what people are posting that are related to that. So you would click on the magnifying glass to search, you would type in the hashtag you want to follow. And then when you click on that hashtag, you'll see all the photos that are public that have been posted with that hashtag applied to them. And then you can click follow. And then once you're following those hashtags, you might find there's particular accounts that are always posting that hashtag that you really like. And then now you're following a new account because you followed that hashtag first. And if after these two slides, you're saying, I really don't understand hashtags, I need more information, we've got training on community for that. So you can go to CCL Community to the social media section of community, and there's a bunch of different training videos where we talk about hashtags and other topics that are a deeper dive. So another thing that's available on community, and the link is at the bottom of the slide, is the CCL graphic design templates. This is a newer resource launched in the last 2 months. Many volunteers already use Canva, which is a website or app on your phone to design graphics for social media. People have been using Canva to design flyers and all sorts of things for their chapter efforts. And now we have a training video on community for those of you that are not familiar with Canva on how to use Canva. It's free. And we have a graphic design consultant that we use in the marketing department who happens to be the CCL Dallas-Fort Worth group leader and social media person, Brianna Cook. And she put together these templates for us. So we paid for these templates to be put together. They're available for volunteers to use. They're professionally designed. You can change the font. You can change the content. You can change the photos if you want. And you can customize them. So there are resources that are available. There are right now about 60 or 70 different templates. And then next week, we're going to launch another like 100 templates, I think. So there'll be over 200 templates of content that you can go in and use the templates, refresh them in your own way, maybe put your chapter logo on them if you want to occasionally, and have your own content for your own channel. Here is where you can find them. They're grouped by dimensions or sizes, because the first thing you've got to do is decide what size it is you're trying to make when you're designing something. So we've laid them out by sizes. We've got all sorts of designs, things for monthly meetings. And Brianna's even got some instructions in there for how to replace the images if you want to. We've got designs for calling Congress with a monthly calling campaign. We've got designs for quotes or calls to action. And these are especially useful for the CCL chapter Instagram accounts.
Thanks so much, Ashley. One example of how chapters could use research that they've done around their own impacts that they're facing as constituents in their own state on climate change has been put together by CCL's intern in the Education and Engagement Department this summer, Inez Chen. What Inez has shown is the ability to do research on the effects of climate change, right here compiling research from great resources, including the Yale Project on Climate Communication, on the EPA's own website of the state level impacts on climate change, and then really doing, after the thorough research, making sure that you vetted and only including sources that are credible and borne out by more than one line of research, the ability to communicate about that impact on a state level. So you can choose a name for each section and slide and then cut down that content so that it's really drilled down and focused on specific impacts. In this example, the consistent theme is the effects of climate change on Louisiana, with the title of the post and your chapter on every slide to increase visibility, being the state level impacts of your own chapter's effect of climate change, updating and including calls to action, quotes from CCL calls, monthly call posts, other news cycle items, and ways that concerned volunteers can get involved and take action as well. As Ashley's highlighted, the use of hashtags and stories to also be able to highlight those impacts and involvement are key too. Sharing stories about climate impacts, we also always recommend to include ways that make it feel more personal and involved in your own life and the impacts that you're experiencing. And people that are following your story can see both the impacts, the importance of taking action, and suggested solutions that CCL is working on. So I'll pass it back to you, Ashley. And again, a big thank you to Inez for putting in the work and showing how to use these Canva templates with a specific theme on creating and sharing posts about state-level climate impacts.
And also, we've got some designs for, let me go back two slides, logos. CCL chapter logos is the bottom one on this list here. So if you want your own CCL chapter logo, official chapter logo for your social media accounts, we've got a template for that and you can download it. It's super easy. You can download it as a PNG. And we talk about how to do that in the Instagram video, in the Canva video on community. Okay, so now that we've gone over strategy and content and a little bit about design, and let me just hammer into that the really important thing with Instagram is visuals, the aesthetic, what things look like, the colors, the photos, and is it consistent over time? And so if you're running a CCL chapter Instagram account, using these templates can be your best friend, because you really want people to see your photo and know, oh, that's a CCL chapter account because it's those colors, it's that kind of a picture, it's that font. So that aesthetic is really important. So now I want to get into more some of the nitty-gritty features of Instagram. So this slide is a lot, I know, but there's a lot on a small amount of space on Instagram. So we're going to talk about the anatomy of an Insta profile, of an Insta account page. So at the top, the plus sign you've got is to create something. So you click that plus button and you can create a post, you can create a story, you can create a reel, you can create an Instagram TV or IGTV video. And I just want to put this caveat out there too, that this is the anatomy of a business account. So if you're thinking, if you're comparing this to your personal individual profile account, there might be a couple of features you don't see on your end that you see on this screen, because this is a business account, since this is the official CCL account screen. But the middle is, at the top is the handle or the name, the account name. Then you've got the three lines on the right, which is where the menu and settings are. Then you've got the profile picture, which is the circle, and it's just our logo right there. But if this was using our official chapter logos, it would have like a little gray bar at the bottom half of the circle, and it would have your chapter name. Right beside the profile picture, or overlapping the profile picture, is this little blue plus sign, and that's where you can add a story quickly. Under that, you've got the name, and then of course off to the right of the profile picture, you've got our stats, like how many posts we've made, how many followers we have, and how many accounts we're following. Under our name, you've got our bio, and this is a really important area here. I want to talk about this and dive into this a little bit. So here I say, want Congress to address climate change? We do too. Join CCL to lobby for bipartisan climate legislation. Nonpartisan, nonprofit, hashtag grassroots climate. So I have a hashtag in here of grassroots climate. That's kind of like our brand hashtag. We want to be thought of as a grassroots organization, because it's true, we are. Our volunteers come up with the best ideas, they make it happen, and then we tell other volunteers and they replicate it. That's how we get things done. So that's our brand hashtag. And we're also nonpartisan and nonprofit. Those two things are really important. We want folks that are following us and wanting to join us to know upfront that we're a nonpartisan organization and that we're going to work with everyone that's in Congress. I also have the word bipartisan in our bio, because I want folks to know that we're working with Republicans and Democrats. Because if people are looking for hashtags or searching different words on Instagram, our profile bio, these words can help us show up in the search results. If people are looking for bipartisan organizations or nonprofits or climate or lobbying. So that's why all of these words appear in our bio. It's actually intention behind every single word that's put in our bio. So be thoughtful in the bio you have as an individual or that you have as a chapter account. In my own personal bio, I have dog mom because as I've already established, I love dogs. I also have in there in my personal bio that I'm a vegetarian. I have that I'm a climate advocate. I have that I'm a political junkie. So I have lots of different words that might cause somebody to be able to search for those terms and then see my account as a result. Underneath of the bio is the link. And I say the link because on Instagram, you only get one link. There are some caveats to that. We'll get into that in more detail in just a couple of slides. But you can see we've got our link here, and it's linktree.citizensclimate. So it's linktr.ee/citizensclimate. You can edit your profile from here. If you're a business account, you might be able to run some promotions. You can see we have some additional things here available to us you don't have on personal accounts. So if you have a personal account, you're probably not going to see insights, but I can go in and see what's the age demographics of who likes our posts or who follows us. What time of the day are the people that follow Citizens Climate Lobby's profile online? What time of day are they using their phones? What's the breakup of men versus women versus young people versus states that they live in? So all sorts of demographics that you can see in the insights if you have a business page. And then under that, we've got the story highlights, which I'm going to get into in more detail. I go into much more detail in an Instagram training video on CCL community. Sarah can maybe throw that in the chat. It's cclusa.org/Instagram basics. So if you want more detail of how to set up your Instagram profile, if you're brand new to Instagram, check that out. So let's dive into the link thing that I just mentioned. As I said before, the appeal of Instagram is photos and aesthetics. It is not sharing information with words. If you're going to use words, you better have it designed in a nice little template like we have in our Canva templates. Because if it's just text or just statements, that Instagram's not the platform you should be using. You should be using Twitter and Facebook if you want to share lots of links to articles and news information. Because Instagram is more of a place where you're going to see visual content, not to just read words like an article. So links in your photo captions are not clickable and people cannot copy and paste them. So if you want to share a link to a news article or website, you need to do that in your bio. And you can just link to that news article or website and leave it at that. Or as you post, every time you post a new photo, if you want to link to something, you can change that one link in your bio. So, and you can direct people to go to the link in your bio. But there's a snag with that, which is that if you're changing your link frequently, how do you manage your old posts? What if somebody comes across your account and they find something you posted 6 months ago really intriguing, but you don't have that old link in your bio anymore, so nobody can find out what that article was you were referencing, and they find a different link now. So there's a way that you can use one link in your bio, but keep updating it over time, and so I'm gonna talk about that. So when you're captioning your Instagram posts, if you're telling people they should go check out a link, you need to reference in your caption, link in bio. That lets people know they can click on your account, they can go and they can click on the link in your bio, and then they can see from that link whatever it is that you're referencing. And one of my favorite link services is Linktree, so linktr.ee. And so you can choose from different formats. So this is the classic link service where it kind of has like little buttons where you put in the URL in Linktree, like on the left side, you can see that's where I've put in the URLs. And then I've typed up October monthly meeting recording. And I've set up the brand colors in our Linktree. So I put our logo on that and I put the color of blue that we use, that's our brand blue. So I'm using a free account because we're trying to save money and we're very frugal at CCL. So I didn't pay for our Linktree account. So I don't have all of the customization available, but there are paid features where you can make your Linktree account even more customized and even more beautiful than this already is. So, but the free account does us just fine. I'm able to see if people are clicking on those links. So I can know that, you know, a certain number of people have clicked on our Join CCL link in our Linktree. So you can choose different colors to match whatever your style is, or to match the CCL brand if you're running a CCL Instagram account. If you want to go with something more visual, I really, really, really like link in bio. So linkin.bio. There are some drawbacks to it. You don't get as much data on the other end of like how many clicks you get on your links, and you don't get as much information as you would like. And it's pricey and not as easy to get the free stuff for free. So I haven't changed over to LinkedIn bio, but I've been doing some research to see if maybe we can swing it. Because when you click on your link in the bio, you then see the photo that referenced the link that you should follow. So it's visual again. It's so the link, you find your link and it is related to the photograph of the caption that you were reading about. So it's laid out just like Instagram, photo grid. And when you tap the photo from the post that originally caught your attention, the link service directs you then to that website or to that news article or to that item you want to buy. And so this is another option for linkin.bio. Okay, so another way to be able to use links sometimes, if you have enough followers, is through stories. But there's a lot of things that stories can do. So this is one of Instagram's most popular features right now. It's really blowing up. It allows you to record short 15-second live videos or to take photos and then add them to your story. And this lasts 24 hours only, with a caveat that I'll get to in a second. This was Instagram's answer to Snapchat. So Snapchat is where you post things, you share content, and it disappears after 24 hours. So this was Instagram's version of that. And since then, they've actually launched something on Facebook that's also called Stories. So you can see Facebook Stories is very similar, not 100% the same, but maybe like 80% the same of what the experience is on Instagram. So what do Instagram stories look like? So first of all, when you go on your phone and you are looking at Instagram, Instagram stories are what you see at the very top. So that's how we know that they're very popular and that Instagram prioritizes stories, is because it's the very first thing you see is at the top, your Instagram stories. It's all of these little circles and you tap on them and then it opens them up. So you can see what I did here was I tapped on the CCL Chester County chapter account, and it's that little circle in the middle that has the two arrows on either side of it. And so when you tap on that, that's their profile picture, in case you're wondering. And so when you tap on their profile picture, what you see is the story they posted for that 24-hour period of time. So they said they had a picture of their little sticker they got from voting, and then they put up a poll. Did you vote yet? And then the answers are yes or not yet. And so this was a cute little story that I loved seeing a couple of days ago from this chapter account. So I had to include it in my presentation tonight because this is a really creative way to get people to engage with your Instagram content that you're doing as a chapter or even as a volunteer. The one thing I would recommend that they could have done here is they could have tagged Citizens Climate in their story. And I would have seen it. I would have gotten a notification, and then I would have had the option to share this to CCL's story. And we have a lot more followers than a lot of the chapters do, just because we're the national account. So this is what the stories look like at the top of your Instagram platform on your phone. And if you wanted to create your first story, what you would do is tap on that little blue plus sign that's right beside the CCL logo at the top. So you can tap on the plus sign in the upper left corner, or tap on the blue plus sign in right overlapping our profile picture. The plus sign in the upper left corner is going to ask you, do you want to do a post, a story, a reel, an IGTV, etc. If you go to just that little blue plus sign, it's going to take you right to stories. That's like your shortcut if you want to create a story, that little blue plus sign. Okay, so when you click that little blue plus sign, what it does is it opens up the camera on your phone. And this is what happens when you open up the camera on your phone in my house. My dog shows up. He's like, do I get a cookie? Are you going to take a picture of me? I'm a good boy. Please give me cookies. It's all about food in our house. So I just wanted to show you what this stories landscape looks like on Instagram when you go to create a story. You've got settings on the left, you've got the flash on off in the middle, and then the exit on the right. The exit on the right is really important because a lot of times I'll accidentally click just because my thumbs are too big. So the X on the right, I wanted to make sure that you knew that that was to exit the story's creation. You can create just a text story if you want by tapping the AA. That'll give you an opportunity just to type out your thoughts and words and to make it, you know, you can change colors and stuff like that and change the font, but it'll just be a text version of a story. You can create boomerangs, which is like a fun, like, I don't know how to explain a boomerang if you don't know what a boomerang is. It's a fun, like short video that's like in forward motion and in backward motion. And it does it back and forth a couple of times. So that's how you do that if you've ever been wondering how you make those fun boomerangs, and that's what it's called. And then you can do a layout, which is multiple photos. You can do like maybe like a photo booth kind of a theme. And then there's more options. And then the big white circle in the middle at the bottom is where you, it's like the photo shutter. So it's like if you're taking a picture on your phone, that's your photo shutter. It's also how you can shoot video. And then you can swipe left or right to get fun filters. So you can do, you know, makeup filters. So you don't even have to put makeup on. You can just go use a makeup filter on Instagram. And you can do, you know, funny things. They've got some great filters now that have like vote stickers. So you can put vote stickers all over your face and record a video of you saying people should go vote. So there's all sorts of fun filters and fun sticker options that you can use in Instagram. I recommend playing around with this. You don't have to post everything that you try out, but you can definitely have a good time. My little baby niece is like 3 years old, and she loves when we get out the Instagram filters or the Snapchat filters and just play with them so she can see what different things look like on her face. It's a great thing to keep kids busy for a little while. Then under that, you've got the live story and reels. So you can see that we're on stories now, but if I wanted to do an Instagram live, I would swipe to the left. If I wanted to do reels, which is the Instagram's answer to TikTok, and we'll get into that in a minute, you would swipe right. So if you want to upload a picture that you've already taken outside of having used the Instagram app, you can do that in the lower left corner, and then the lower right corner is where you flip it to selfie mode. So now once you've got a photo or a video you want to share in your story, you can add text by clicking the letters AA in the upper right corner. Then you'll see the image on the left of this slide, which gives you options for fonts, colors, alignment, putting text over a color, like background. You can do all sorts of creative things. And once you're happy with your copy, you can add what's called stickers by clicking the square smiley face that's three buttons from the right. And that then opens that menu that's on the right side of the slide where you can tag your location, tag another account. It's called a mention. And you can add a hashtag. You can add the time. You can add the temperature. You can add these vote stickers. You can add all sorts of fun things. You can also add animated GIFs, which I'll get into in just a moment. But back to that middle image. If you click at the bottom, send to, the white send to button, once you've set everything up, you've got all the content on there you want, all the stickers you want, all the gifts you want, you click that send button. And what that does is it gives you an option. If you've connected your Instagram account to your Facebook account, you can actually post your Instagram stories to your Facebook stories. So you can, if you've got people that follow you on both platforms and you want to share that with both, you know, people all over the place, you can click that and it'll share to your Facebook story too. And then you can also, once you click through that, it'll say, do you want to add this to a highlight? And you can save this to a highlight. So you remember that I mentioned highlights at the very beginning as part of the Instagram anatomy profile. So as you can see here, my highlights on my personal account, I added this picture of Murphy with his Harry Potter glasses on. We're training for a Halloween costume coming up later this month. I added that to our Murphy highlight tab on my Instagram. So animated GIFs. We have CCL branded animated GIFs, which I love and think are so fun. We paid our graphic designer, who is amazing, to design these CCL branded GIFs for us too. So I hope that you love them and I hope that you use them. How you do that is you click on the GIF option in the stickers of the Instagram story. And then you type in the search bar, CCL, or you can type in Citizens Climate, because other GIFs are now starting to show up with CCL. They must stand for other things. But you can type in Citizens Climate and see all the GIFs that we've uploaded there. There are things like our monthly meeting. There's a little waving bill, like, you know, from Schoolhouse Rocks, the little bill at the bottom, and he waves and has a little banner that says Energy Innovation Act. We've got arrows, we've got circles, we've got underlines that are all in our green and blue colors. We've got a hashtag Right Congress. We've got a hashtag Grassroots Climate. So all sorts of little stickers that you can do for your stories. And these are animated. So right now, this is a screenshot I took. So you can't see how much fun they are, but they are animated and do all sorts of different things. So definitely check those out. And I mentioned the story highlights. So on our Instagram profile, if you go and click on any of our highlights, it'll show you all of the stories that we've ever published on that theme where I've saved them to our highlights. So I have a video, but I don't want to have to shortchange our Q&A because I am running up on time. So I'm not going to play that video because it's like a minute long of all of the highlights we have under the volunteer highlight icon, but you can see all of those by going to CCL's Instagram account on your phone and clicking on the volunteer icon. And then you can see all of the things we've shared about all of our volunteers. And basically, it's if you tag us in your Instagram story and it doesn't fit in any of the other themes, then I'll put it in the volunteer icon. So I definitely would love folks to be tagging the CCL Instagram account and we'll share content. The last two things that I wanna highlight are Reels and IGTV. So video has become very popular on Instagram, especially since they rolled out IGTV over a year ago, which is a longer way to post videos because Instagram has a 1 minute limit to your videos that you post. But if you post a longer video, it's considered an IGTV. So people will only see the first minute of your video that you post, but then they can click keep watching and watch the rest of your video if they're intrigued enough. So if you do an Instagram live video, that's where your videos are gonna show up under IGTV. As I mentioned before, Instagram has a response to TikTok, and that is Reels. This just unrolled, I think, like a month ago or maybe 6 weeks ago. And so it's a way that you can create short, fast-moving videos with music. And there's a ton of fun music clips in the background that you can add to your videos on Instagram. I don't think that Instagram Reels is quite as fun as TikTok itself is, but it is a good response to that and a good way for Instagram to stay relevant when people are starting to really transition over to TikTok, especially younger folks. So I wanna talk just really quickly about chapter accounts on social media. So you could appoint someone to your that's a volunteer in your chapter to be a point person to run an Instagram account for your chapter if you don't already have one. And what we recommend with volunteers is to augment your actions you're already taking and you're already doing as a chapter on social media with content that talks about those actions. And I would consider appointing, if you're wanting someone to run an Instagram account, appointing one of your young volunteers. Young people are already on social media, they're already savvy with social media, and they're really into it. And they probably are really smart at like what will play well. So if you've got some young volunteers that are looking for something to do, helping you out with your social media presence as your chapter is a really great way to get them involved. And then I'm gonna plug our social media action team because any chance I get, I plug this. We have a Facebook group and we let people know, Flannery Winchester and I, Flannery is the communications director for CCL and she's also the person behind our Twitter with Steve Volk. She and I run this and what we do here is we put calls to action and rapid response action alerts up for our about 550 members of this action team to help spread the word about. So if there's a new bill sponsor, we'll go in and make a post. Hey, there's a new bill sponsor. We posted on Instagram. We posted on Facebook, we post it on Twitter, you know, can you go help spread the word? And so our social media action team is usually the first folks to know in the organization when we have something really exciting happening, because we go to them to ask them to help share and spread the word and get the word out. So if you want to be part of that, how you join is to go on Facebook and to put in the URL, go to ccclusa.org/ccl social, and it'll take you to the Facebook group, and then click ask to join. We do have an action team on community too. Folks don't post as much there, but if you're not on Facebook, that's a way for you to be involved in the action team. So I want to open it up to questions now.
What do you do to create a following? How does that happen?
I'm so glad you asked that question, because I didn't want to go into too much detail on my slides on that, but I have a bunch of notes that I was like, if someone asks about followers, I don't want to have to wing it. I want to have my notes in front of me. Okay. So here are my tips for getting followers. And this is a big question. You're not the first person to ask me this, Lisa, on any of the social media trainings that I've done for volunteers. That's like number one question usually. So think about who you want to be following you and create content with them in mind. So you should be creating content with your audience in mind. So I'm thinking about this more from like a CCL chapter or a CCL official account, makes more sense than like just as an individual person. Cause my own individual account, I just post about my life. So I'm posting what I want to post for me, not necessarily with an audience in mind. But if you're trying to get followers, cause you're trying to recruit volunteers for your chapter of this big organization, you know, you want to be thinking about who it is you're trying to recruit and create content with them in mind. So that's why our Instagram account for CCL shares a lot of photos of young people, because we know that we've got a lot of young followers, and Instagram is the place to snag those young people to be CCL volunteers. So we're creating content that have a lot more photos of younger CCL volunteers doing activities, you know, so that folks are seeing themselves in those photos. You've got to be consistent with your posting. So you want to, if you're going to post once a week, post once a week, commit. If you're going to post twice a week, commit to twice a week and follow through on it and come up with a plan. Really more than anything, the algorithms on Instagram and TikTok especially favor consistency. So it doesn't mean you need to post 10 times a day to be popular and get a following. It just means that if you're posting 10 times a month, you need to post 10 times a month. And so you really want to be consistent. So starting out, it might mean you start out slow, just posting once a week, because you've got to figure out what your content is and who's designing things and all of that. Starting out slow and being consistent and then building over time and maintaining consistency is very important. If you post a lot one week and then you don't post at all for 3 months, that is going to hurt you overall. So consistency really does matter. Using the hashtags is important. Like I said, I follow a bunch of hashtags. I follow grassroots climate. I follow climate voter. I follow carbon tax. So I see all the content that's coming. And then if I see one account over and over and over again that's posting using those hashtags, and I'm like, man, this account is just posting great stuff, then that'll make me want to go and follow that account. So using the right hashtags. Using stories is a great way to get a following, and asking people that follow you to engage with your stories by doing polls. I didn't really get to go into too much detail except for that example picture from the Chester County CCL chapter. Using polls in your stories is a really great way to get a following. And then of course, the obvious way is promoting your Instagram account and your other communication channels. So if you post on Facebook, post about Instagram. If you have an email from your chapter, post about write about your Instagram account. So that's, if you have a chapter meeting, a volunteer meeting, tell everybody, we've got an Instagram account now, go follow us. So telling people in person or on Zoom when for your meetings, using your other channels of communication with people that would follow you is a really important thing. So there's a lot of other tips and strategies out there, but those are the big ones, I think.
Yeah, and sorry to cut off this great discussion, but we have reached the top of the hour here, so we are going to go ahead and wrap up. Like Ashley said, if you do have questions that come up after this call, feel free to head over to the forums on Community. Those are always a really great place to get your questions answered, or to email Ashley. She graciously opened herself up to that, and she's got a lot of great expertise to help you solve any problems or answer any questions that you might have. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and
Thank you.
Yeah, let us all have a great rest of our night. Okay. Yeah, and feel free to unmute and say thanks to Ashley. Thank you so much, Ashley, for all this great information.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks. Ashley. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.